Blog Talk Radio.
Bigmeech at dishingtea
gmail.com. I know it's new. I still got the Gmail address too, but you can go dishingtea@gmail.com as well. But we have a new website that's in development, so I want to send everything over to the new website. So bigmeech@dishingtea.com or dishingtea@gmail.com. Okay. Let me say hello to all of the tea sippers in the tea room. It is open, so if you wish to go over there and to express your thoughts and opinions, please remember to do that responsibly. Remember, this is the written word, and a lot of times we tend to imply or add our own feelings into what is written, suggesting or believing that someone is saying it or writing it in a certain kind of tone, when that may not be the case. So whatever you do, just dish your tea over there responsibly. Please do not get upset and want to toss computers, throw things, call names, holler out, and this, that, and the other. That's not necessary, okay? Just dish your tea over there responsibly, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, with that being said, let me add my disclaimer here. This show is for mature audiences, and the language and subject matters are not appropriate for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matters. Your listening discretion is advised. Again, your listening discretion is advised, okay? Now, having said that, y'all know I have a potty mouth, and I make no excuses for it. So just govern yourselves accordingly. If you're at work, I'm going to suggest that either you put on some headphones, keep the volume down at a respectable level, and then we can move on from there, because you bitches are not going to get me, you know, send me all the hate mail and this, that, and some of the, I was the one that caused you to lose your job or X, Y, and Z. It's not me. I'm telling you, your listening discretion is advised, so govern yourselves accordingly, okay? I hope I made myself clear on that. Anywho, we're going to move on. I know, that was kind of cheesy. But we're going to move right along. And, yeah, let me say hello to all of my wonderful, beautiful sponsors. For without them, honey, there is no me. You know, I can't do this without them. And my first sponsor, honey, I have to say, is the Georgia Peach Restaurant and Lounge. Okay, experience a southern taste, and you got a southern atmosphere, honey, with southern fusion cuisine. They are open Monday through Thursdays. From 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. On Saturdays, on Sundays, you get live entertainment and also Sunday brunch. The food is absolutely exquisite, 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 exquisite. Nothing to break the bank. You know, it's kid-friendly. You can go down there and you can eat well, honey, and call it a day. Let Shay know that Big Meat sent you. And they're located right in the heart of the city in the underground Atlanta, right at Kern's Alley. That is the Georgia Peach Restaurant and Lounge. So thank you for all of them. We're going to say thank you to Trade Day Management and PR Firm. At Trade Day, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal. For all of your public relations and entertainment management needs, contact Travion Davenport at 678-523-3088, that's 678-523-3088, or email at tradedaypr@gmail.com, that's tradedaypr@gmail.com. Farrell's Treasure Box, fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements, creations by Taps. For all of your decorative needs, contact Farrell's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 5179. Or email at pharaohstreasurebox@yahoo.com. That's pharaohstreasurebox@yahoo.com. Parisian Wine Productions, music to lighten your spirits and lift your soul, specializing in gospel house and inspirational dance music production. For all of your gospel or Christian social needs, contact Paris Hairston, he's the CEO, at 646-243-9396, 646-243-9396, or email at paris42268@yahoo.com. That's paris42268@yahoo.com. Life Fellowship of Christ Ministries, Live in Freedom Everywhere, L-I-F-E, Life. Reverend James Coleman is the leader and founder of the Ecumenical Social Justice Ministries, brought forth to free the oppressed and introducing a fresh approach to the Christ consciousness. Contact Reverend Coleman at 313-833-9278, 313-833-9278, or email at mustardcole@yahoo.com. That's mustardcole@yahoo.com. Etam Vidal Couture. Enjoy high fashion with a luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture designs by Miss Michi DeVale. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807, 313-996-9807, or go to the Facebook page and see pictures of all of her work and contact her at facebook.com/ Michi DeVale, MichieDeVale. Big Brothers Network, the BBN, a new web online web magazine designed to show the world the class and the style of the debonair man of size and his admirers. The first edition was launched Memorial Day weekend and is moving strong. If you want to see the latest edition and to find out more information about the BBN, please go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com, www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. The Caribbean Boys Enterprises. We cater, promote, entertain, and provide special services with the Caribbean swagger, art, and flavor on the mainland. Bam, bam. Mr. Silvano T. DeMarco is the CEO and founder of the CABC. For more information, contact Silvano at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com. That's Caribbean Boys with a Z, ATL. At yahoo.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/ Silvano T. DeMarco. That's SylvanoTDMarco. Kissing After Dark. This Kissing After Dark is Atlanta's premier social events for those who are tired of the same old party scene. The premier events are across the ATL, where the grown and sexy can become the seasoned and sophisticated. Currently promoting every Wednesday at the Banana Wind, and then right in the underground Atlanta, you can join Kissing After Dark for Lesbian Wednesdays, the hottest lesbian, bi-attractional, bi-curious party in the ATL. The doors open at 8 p.m. and go until there's no cover, and they have drink specials starting at $3 and bucket specials starting at $10. For more information, go to facebook.com/ Kissing After Dark. That's Kiss in After Dark. Swirl Films. Swirl Films is the number one urban film production company, specializing in all areas of film production, including directing, producing, script writing, budgeting and scheduling, production assembling, and post-production. For more information, contact Eric Thomasunas, Russ Parr, or Keith Neal at 910-798-2934. 910-798-2934, or email, or go to the website, rather, at www.swirlfilms.com, www.swirlfilms.com. Well, thank you to all of my sponsors. Honey, without you, there is no me. You hear what I say? This is how the world is. We turn it and we all interact with one another, and this is absolutely grand and fabulous. So I thank you all for that. So now, let me make my announcement here so that you guys are really aware of what's going on. 2 weeks from today, February 2nd, 2011, I will be undergoing my surgery. Yes. Now, for those of you who don't know, I've had to see a doctor for a second opinion concerning a hernia surgery that I had 2 years ago. And the wound had never closed on me, and I had still been taping and bandaging since the initial surgery. And I recently found out that the reason for this is because the materials that they used has been infected. And I'm going to say infected for a little over a year I was constantly being told that because of my weight, I was high risk for the surgery because of my weight, and that it would take a longer time for me to heal. And after the first year, I knew something was not right. So we finally found out that the mesh that was used is totally infected, and I have to get it replaced. and they're going to replace it with a new kind of, well, not a new kind of mesh. It's just that it's more fibrous, and it will bond itself to my body because the essence of it is made from pig skin. Ha-ha. Okay. So it will then act as if it is a part of my body versus being a foreign object to my body. So on February 2nd, I will be having my surgery and getting all this together. So for the month of February, my recovery time is going to be about 8 weeks. I won't be away off the air that long. However, I know at least 2 weeks I will be gone. So after next week's show, it'll be a minute before I'm back on the air with you live again. So you feel free to go ahead on and check out all the archives. That would be the opportunity for you to go through and catch up on any of the shows that you may have missed. And if you have any questions and comments or concerns or want to send well wishes and all of that, I welcome them all. Again, you can send all that to bigmeach@dishingtea.com. That would be wonderful. And once I'm back and a bitch can sit up right in the chair without, you know, fumbling and carrying on, honey, we'll be back on the air. Dishing tea, darling. The way that I do. Okay. So that there is to keep you abreast of what's going on in the world of Big Meech. Also, special announcement. I need you girls to tune in tonight, 9:30. I believe it's on the TBS station, honey, because it's too funny. One of my sponsors and one of my producers of the show, you know, Meech DeVille has produced a couple of shows here, the show with Oaktown 357 and the show with Amuka. Yeah, Meech produced those two shows and has been a great instrument to the Dishing Tea family. Well, Miss Meechie, honey, is taking on a new role, honey. She got her chops. Cutting her chops, going into the acting arena, and she was a featured extra in the upcoming episode of The House of Pain tonight, and it's coming on at 9:30 on the TBS program. So check your local listings, and you can see Miss Meechie in action. Now, a featured extra, for those of you who don't know how this works, a featured extra means just that she was an extra who was getting a lot of camera time, and she didn't have any lines. But if you know Meechie like I know Meechie, honey, that bitch got some looks, and she can, aha, she finna get that half, and I already know it. Now, the anxiety that we're going through is to see what they're keeping and what they didn't keep, you know. See what made the cut, what got on the cutting floor. So right now everybody's on pins and needles because we don't know what the hell this is going to look like, okay? And we don't want to have egg on our face there. Bitch, I done told y'all to watch it. The bitch ain't there, you know. So, you know, we all over the place right now. But my sister, honey, is living a dream. No, I'm sorry. She's living the reality because it was a dream once, but then it became a vision. See, let me explain that. One of the things about dreams, see, dreams come to those who sleep, but this is where it gets different because if you wake up from the dream and you still see it in the daylight hours, that there, the dream is a vision. And when you follow the vision, it's the vision that becomes the reality if you follow it. Do you hear what I'm saying? So let us learn how to work that. Because if you stay asleep, honey, all you're doing is dreaming. Because if you can't see it and can't visualize it when you're up and about, when you're taking those steps to go forward, when you're making sure that this is what it is that you want to do, when you are aligning the cosmos and the omniverse to line up with what it is that you want out of this life, that's where the vision is. That's why the vision is so important. And the vision is also an exercise in faith. You're saying that I see it, I believe it, it's going to happen, and I'm walking as if it's already happening. So when the vision starts to become the reality, baby, that means that it just manifested and that you're walking in your blessing and that that's faith in operation. You hear what I'm saying? So, child, take that and run with it. Go tell somebody I said it. Ha ha. So tonight, 9:30 on the TBS channel, honey, the episode is called Painful Resolutions. So just in case you forget what time, the episode is called Painful Resolutions. And the role that they gave her a role, D-Mac, honey. She's going to be, she's Ella Cousin. I love it. So that's one special announcement. Okay. Yes, another announcement. You guys, I thank you so much for your interest in the show that we did a couple of weeks ago at the top of the year when I came on and I was reading excerpts from my upcoming book, Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. Well, again, the vision, I'm so there. Because this whole journey started off for me being able to just keep myself together. Y'all know I left traditional church. I don't attend a church. I do not claim a church as my home anymore because I've gotten away from organized religion. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of how it is. It has become an institution of imprisonment and bound. You know, it binds folks. It is an element of oppression and depression and suppression and oppression. Just all depressing. Okay, it just presses. And so I've had to free myself from that. And I have taken and allowed myself to listen to what I believe Spirit has given me to minister to me. And I've written it down, and I wanted to share that with others. And as when I the first time I had taken this on, the Spirit had just told me that this was going to be a book. And I was like, I've never written a book. I've written a play. You know, and I have writings of this, that, and the other. And, you know, for those who've seen my little postings on Facebook and everything, when I'm answering questions and all that, y'all know I could be a very opinionated bitch. Okay. You know, long-winded and this, that, and the third. However, Spirit has said that this is going to be a book. So right now, it's shaping and it's happening. So the book, it will be on sale this summer, okay? So you guys will be able to come on and partake of what it is that this offering has. And you may not agree with it. However, what it's going to do is be an offering to you to start discussion. You know, it'll be a coffee book table to where when you flip through it, you can share it with somebody and offer discussion and come up with your own epiphanies because maybe after reading it, Spirit starts to minister to you in a different way. And you come up with your own epiphanies for your journey along life. And that there is how we keep the circle going and how when the circle rolls, it becomes a wheel. And it moves, okay? And when it moves along the course, and it moves along a path, and it moves along the journey. And as long as you're on your journey, then everything used is to enrich that journey. So you may not agree with everything. However, you're not supposed to. And if you do, God bless you and God keep you. And that means that I'm on track and there's someone here who's like-minded and we're kindred spirits. However, it still may not hit you the same way that it hit me because our journeys are still different. So I said all that to say the book will be ready this summer, and I'm very, 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 very excited about that because this will be my first book. And, yeah, so it'll be called Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. And I hope you guys will allow the Spirit to minister to you in whatever form that is going to minister to you, and then you pass it on. Okay? Pass it on, honey. So, you know, whoo! See, yeah, I told y'all when I woke up on January 1st, baby, I felt newness in the air. I felt that newness. And then what keeps going in my head, because folks used to say this to me, but of course I was stuck in my ways and didn't want to receive it because I thought they were trying to tell me something else. And that is, to get what you never had, you got to do what you never did. Okay? Now, how about that one? It's so life is so simple, it's complex, you know, because we allow everything to come in and we allow, you know, just shit to get in the way. And, you know, that's just so basic. It's so basic. But a lot of times we don't want to come out of our comfort zones. We don't want to challenge ourselves to see what the interior presses and the interior pushes. So that there is that. So thank you for those things. Those are the two big special announcements that's going on in the world, in the realm of the Meeches, Sadie. Ah, from one Meech to another production. I love it. Now, the phone lines are open. I'm going to leave this to you, honey. Whatever topic that you want to talk about, I'm going to let you be the host. I'm going to let you be the topic. Okay, so you can call in at 347-205-9183. 347-205-9183. Now, here's the tea, honey. I want to go about last week's show because, baby, y'all have blown those archives up from last week's show. And last week we were talking about the black man versus the Board of Education. And y'all know how I get, okay? You know, when I bring guests on the show, it's not to railroad them and it's not to beat them up because I have a difference of opinion or whatever. What this is, you know, I'd like to promote us to be in a safe space, or at least a comfortable space or a neutral territory where we can learn from one another. We cannot hear if we're so busy, ready to point a finger, no, you wrong. We won't be able to do that, you know. So my guest last week, Brother Umar Abdullah Johnson, you know, gave us his rendition and his beliefs, being a Pan-Africanist, a Pan-African nationalist, about the educational system and what it does to black boys and how it is a detriment to black males, period. And he also offered that one of the ways that they are coming up against black boys and creating this whole genocide effect is through the effeminization and the homosexualizing of black men. Now, as a gay man, y'all know I wasn't sitting well with that because, shit, I missed the agenda. I didn't get no damn flyer that said, okay, this is the step-by-step point of plan that we finna get to operate in. I didn't get that. So we've discussed it, and I'm going to invite you to go check that out in the archives. And I know a lot of you called me personally and had some things to say, but I want to give you the opportunity to come on and to voice your opinions. So hit the airlines and call on in. But while I'm waiting for that, let me go here because I want to play this speech that Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, we just come out of King Weekend, and I put something up on Facebook, you know, as a little joke or whatever, just to titillate folks, and I said that. Wait a minute, let me go to my Facebook page real quickly, and I'm going to read it so I can quote my own ass. Yeah, okay. But I said something in joshing because I wanted to spark something. And I said, because it's Martin Luther King Day, in an effort to keep the reality in my vision scope of what he dreamed, I've decided to keep my distance from folks so I don't have the urge to knock the hell out of some stupid-ass motherfucker. This is how I will support the nonviolent movement. And I wrote that while at work, and I was, you know, at the donut factory. Y'all know everybody got a donut factory job when it's time to make the donuts. And when I wrote that, I had a lot of folks, girl, what you going through? What's this? And I was like, no, what I'm doing is, you know, actually, as I thought about it, I'm like, no, that's right, because y'all know I can't stand stupidity. And part of the whole discussion on Martin Luther King Day, it came up like, all right, for those who decided to take the day off and, you know, government's closed and this, that, and the other, what are you going to do? How are you going to celebrate Martin Luther King Day? Or are you just like everybody else, using it as an excuse to say, I got a job but I don't feel like going to work and, oh, it's a holiday, and just sit around? You know, what is it that we need to learn how to do with the Martin Luther King celebration? How do we make it so where it just doesn't become about an education on Martin Luther King? Because, you know, quite frankly, if I may speak frankly and boldly, I'm sick of hearing about Martin Luther King. You know, and for those of you who understand, you know what I mean. Because it seems like that's the only name that we know when it comes to black history or when it comes to doing something black. is Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and Marcus, Malcolm X, and maybe Marcus Garvey, but I'm sick of those top three, honey. You know, as if there's nobody else that did something in the movement and for the struggle. But what do you do during Martin Luther King Day? I didn't see nobody holler, you know, fire up no grills. You know, didn't nobody barbecue. Didn't nobody, you know, we ain't got no cocktails. There wasn't no Martin Luther King cabarets. You know. What do you do to celebrate it? Now, well, wait a minute. I can't say there was no cabarets or whatever. Let me say this here. Because down here in Atlanta, and I'm sure this is a Southern thing here, there's Martin Luther King Weekend. Now, I don't know. I've never heard of this in other places, you know, to where they done made a whole, you know, collaborative weekend out of it. But down here in Atlanta, particularly in the LGBT community, it is deemed to be Black Gay Pride Junior or Part Two down here in Atlanta. So Martin Luther King Weekend becomes these whole big old festivities of gay parties, gay sex parties, because, of course, you know, Black Gay Pride always have a sex party or three or five or 15 of them somewhere. And it becomes this whole big old kind of celebration down here. So what else is being done? Now, I know, you know, there's other places that where they've had Martin Luther King rallies and, you know, folks are still quoting the I Have a Dream speech and are you living the dream and, you know, this, that, and the other. They're questioning that. But what else is there to the dream? So I'm going to throw that to you. What else did we do? What should we do? What can we do? You know, what about nonviolence? Is that still a part of our vocabulary these days? You know, particularly when we got boys and girls and, you know, we got the suicide rates going up so heavily with our LGBT youth and not just LGBT youth, just youth, period. A lot of the coping skills are not there anymore. So what do you say is happening? What do you feel we should do to capitalize, if you will, on the Martin Luther King holiday? Okay, what needs to be improved or what needs to be discussed or whatever that case is. You know what I'm saying? For those who wasn't there for the march in Washington, and you know, that was a little bit before my time. So, you know, I wasn't there per se, you know, when all that was going on, but I am here now, you know, in this day and age. So what is it that we're doing that will facilitate those things, you know? And after talking with Brother Umar last week, I had to question him because I told him, listen, I hear what you're saying, but you making it seem as though those who are like me and those who are different, you know, that we don't have a place at the table when it comes down to the struggle. I'm Black, ain't I? Ain't I supposed to be a part of the struggle? Ain't you saying you fighting for the empowerment of Black people? So if I'm Black, how come I'm not considered to be a part of the movement or a part of the struggle or whatever this thing is that we're doing, all because I'm gay? And then, of course, someone called in and said that because I'm gay, I don't need to be raising children because I don't have the capacity to be a man. I'm not man enough to raise a man. Ain't that a kick? Yeah, that one still pisses me off, okay? But at the same time, there's a lot of folks who think that way, so I'm going to invite you to go play that in the archives. But I said all that, and I told you I'm long-winded. I said all that to play this. Listen to this.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Okay. Don't let nobody take your emancipation from you. Be man enough to stand up and sign your own Emancipation Proclamation. Now, how about that one? That's a speech that I had never heard that speech. And, of course, you know, on different sites here on Facebook and carrying on, there's a Brothers Helping Out Brothers group that posted this, and they were saying that this is one of the comments and one of the speeches from Martin Luther King that never gets quoted, okay? And here, you know, I understand what he's going through or what he's saying because it speaks directly to me, for me. I don't know how it touched you, but hell, and after last week's show, this is exactly what I was saying. You don't have the power to sit up and tell me about me. Okay? You just don't. And just like we tell church folks all the time, you don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. Okay? You don't know how God works in my life for you to tell me what is and is not God. You cannot sit down and tell me that I'm not free or try to take anything from me when you know nothing about me, have not been to hell, you know. So all of those children who were asked, what would Jesus do? Jesus would flip over the tables. Okay, flip over the tables. He walked on water. I changed the water to wine so I could have a drink because you bitches done pissed me off. And we're going to keep on moving. I'm going to get up and wipe the dust from my feet and keep on stepping. Now, how about that? How about that? So, yes, don't let nobody sign your Emancipation Proclamation papers, honey. For those who are in abusive relationships, and I know this is spirit talking because I wasn't going to go here, but it just hit me. For those of you who are in areas where you feel you have no power, no control, honey, that there is a lie from the pit of evil where it comes from. You have power to get up out of that situation. Do not let nobody tell you or sign your emancipation papers for you. If you're waiting on that, see, that's what happened a while ago. During that time when we were still slaves or whatever, we wasn't free because the law said we wasn't free. Then the war broke out, and Abraham Lincoln, though he's praised for signing it and being so good to black folks, honey, he signed it because he needed help with the war and needed he needed helping hands and knew that if he freed the slaves, they was going to run up north and help win that damn war. So it was a purpose for that. And yes, so we made lemons and lemon custard out of those, lemonade and lemon custards out of those lemons that they threw. Because we know through behavior modification how to make the best of everything. But we were waiting for him to say we were free. There were those who gave their lives because they told you, I am free, but I'm going to get up out of here, come hook or crook. So even if you killed me, if you watch Uncle Tom's Cabin, he said, oh, no, you get it wrong, honey, I am free. When he died, he was free because he got up out of that mess. You hear what I say? So for my battered wives out there, for those of you in abusive relationships, for those of you in an emotionless relationship, for those of you who are just going through the notions and acting as if you don't know what's happening, for those of you who are in financial ruin and don't know how to get your finances back, do not let or wait on somebody else to sign your emancipation papers, baby. You have the power. Step up. Be a man about it. Be a woman about it. Be a queen about it. Be a king about it. Step up and sign your own damn emancipation papers. Step up. You hear what I say? Step up and step out. Come on now. That's what this thing is all about. That's what this thing here is all about. Woo, yeah, okay, wait a minute, I think I may need a music break on that. I feel my help, Lord. Oh, I feel my help. Here, let me go here. Jennifer, come on and sing this song.
Stay strong.
Okay, I did it. say, all right, honey. Yes. Yes, there's a dream with your name on it. Now, you hear what I said before, honey? See, that's the dream. They got your name on it. But when you wake up and you don't visualize it, then it's just a dream. You got to visualize it in the daytime. So that way you know that you're exercising your faith. Because a dream that doesn't become a vision, honey, stays a dream. It is the vision that becomes the reality when you walk this thing. Now, you better come on and understand what I'm trying to tell you. You hear what I say? So come on. Okay, we got somebody that's coming on up in here, 248-906. 248-906. You're dishing tea with Big Meech, darling. Hello.
Big Meech.
Hey.
Peter Jackson, Pharaoh's Treasure Box. How are you?
Pharaoh's Treasure Box. Hey, sponsor. What's going on?
I just wanted to invite you and your listeners to an upcoming event in Detroit. On February the 11th of 2011, Pharaoh's Treasure Box will be at the Manila Bay Cafe, which is located at 4731 Grand River Avenue in Detroit. That's about a mile west of the Motor City Casino.
Okay.
They do have a cover charge of $10. The show starts at 9. It's open mic poetry. They feature artists, musicians, and it's a wonderful little coffee house. Nice time to spend the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to invite you and your listeners to come out.
So, see, Jenna already provided a space, and I like that, because there's a lot of folks out there who have the dream of becoming in the business, honey, and they need avenues. See, that's all of this is so relevant. I love it, because they need avenues that will encourage them to cut the chops and to exercise it. And to this, and with this being an open mic night, this is perfect. So, children, you hear, for those of you who are upcoming poets, song stylists, I like that. Into the art, the visual artist, you know, and this, that, and the third. This is an opportunity for you to come on out and to partake. And again, let the dream become the vision. Once you get the vision, then it can start coming of the reality. And if you get there to this event, honey, then the vision can become a reality. You get up there on stage, do your thing, call it grace. Give us the address where it is and things.
It's the Manila Bay Cafe, located at 4731 Grand River Avenue. 4731 Grand River Avenue, 1 mile west of the Motor City Casino.
All right. So, see,
that's
the Motor City, see there?
Every Friday night.
Oh, so this is ongoing.
Yes, ongoing, every Friday. And I believe they're doing a Saturday night as well. They just added that night. It is a smoke-free environment. It's an alcohol-free environment. It is really a wonderful evening, and I'll have some wonderful specials on artwork and jewelry that night, as well as my 3D floral designs. I'll have some of those on display as well. So I hope that your listeners will come out and join us.
Oh, well, February 11th. Now, you know what, let me put this in the listeners' head, because you guys know that Pharaoh's Treasure Box is one of the sponsors here with Dishing Tea, and what you have heard me say from time to time is that we're preparing for the 5 Mo Artist Show in June that yours truly will be at, and incidentally, my book will be debuting at this particular event.
That's right, and we're looking so forward to it.
Yeah, so give the folks the information on where to find information on 5 Mo Artists and what it is that you're looking to do.
Well, 5 Mo Artists Detroit is an event that we put on once a year. It's an annual event, and we donate a portion of the proceeds to a local charity so that we can give back to the community that supports us. Now, we feature 5 local artists. We feature the world-renowned artists, world-renowned musicians. There is live jazz, food, beverage. It's a wonderful evening of art, jazz, and theater. It's going to be held at the Samaritan Center at 5555 Connors. That's at the corner of Warren and Connors area, over there from 7 p.m. until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets for that will be $25. And it's really a wonderful evening of art, jazz, and theater. So we hope that you'll join us for that. We are also offering, we have a souvenir program that we're putting together. This is actually our second one. We launched this last year, and it was very successful, and we thank all of the sponsors who helped us to make that come into our reality. So we are doing the souvenir program, which all of our patrons will receive, as well as we'll be sending it out to different states, putting it in different galleries, et cetera, so that we can expand ourselves.
Well, all righty then. See,
the
dream
that,
then became the vision. I love it.
There you go. The cost for that advertisement, you can advertise full color, business card size for only $25.
Okay.
Now, we do have other page sizes available, and anyone who is interested in that can email pharaohstreasurebox@yahoo.com, or you can actually even email bigmeech@districtt.com, and I'm sure you'll be happy to assist anyone who would like to place an advertisement.
All right, then. See, again, the dream, becoming the vision, walking into the reality of it. That's exercise and faith. See, I love this. I so love this. All right, now. Well, okay, Mr. Pharaoh's Treasure Box. Mr. Pharaoh's Treasure Box, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and for letting us know what's going on with you. And over there in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, and I hope to see you soon. And, yes, yeah, so let's get that happening, baby.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, baby. All right, honey. You see, we have just given you an example of how this thing works, okay? How it works. You see, this is the ground-level process. And, yes, he's a sponsor. For some of you who's sitting up there saying, oh, he's sitting up here trying to sell something, this, that, and other, you missed the point. Okay, you missed it. Because, see, here, when you're planting seeds, when you're wanting for the vision and the dream and the reality, all of that to come into play, you have to make sure that the seeds are planted on fertile soil, baby. You have to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get it out there. And that there is how faith is then exercised. You can't say that you have faith, but then don't exercise it. And how do you exercise it? By walking in it. You have to remove the doubts and the fears. You have to be able to walk in faith, knowing that what you believe to be the answer is the answer without wavering from it, regardless of what everybody say, regardless of what things are being done, regardless of what's happening around you, regardless if you see it or not. See, all of that there becomes the obstacles. And so you have to be sure to walk in faith, unwavering. And it's not an easy thing because we're all human and, you know, we like to put time parameters on things. And we want to make sure that it's done and we have an idea when it should be. Okay. So that there becomes a hindrance for us. But this is how you exercise your faith. And you always have to, if you're working in the garden, children, if you work in the garden, you know that you have to go tend to the garden. You have to make sure the weeds are not, you know, suffocating the seed so that it grows. You have to take care and prune all the dead leaves because dead leaves are just they're not doing anything, you know. So you have to prune it so that the newness can come fresh and this, that, and the third. You have to water it. You know, you have to make sure it gets the correct amount of sunlight so that the photosynthesis process can take over. How about that one? Yeah. Okay. So, yes, there is all of these things that has to happen. And when we allow that to become fertile, you know, then that's how you exercise your faith when you're doing this thing. You exercise your faith and you walk in it daily. And you don't talk ill against it. You don't talk ill against it, and then you remove those who talk ill against it. You know, have you ever seen a plant when you got greenery in your house? And, you know, when you got negative people that come over, and sometimes the plants react and they start to wilt? And once you remove that element, or once that person gets out of your house, and you go over to the plant and nurse it back, it starts to, you know, pick back up, and you start to see the flowers start to open up again. Yeah, that's the same process that you have to do when you're dealing with life. You have to take that across the board. When you remove negativity and that kind of spirit away from your planting seeds and from your garden, then you're able to watch the garden mature so that you could have a decent harvest. You know what I mean? So hopefully that analogy is serving you, honey, because, yeah, that's the tea, honey. That there is the tea. So I'm going to read something here because this here was brought to my attention just recently. I thought this happened, this particular thing happened this year, but this is a year old, and it didn't make the headline news because I don't remember this at all, but listen to this, because, again, when we talk about all these old brutal, when we talk about our children and how bullying affects us, I just think that this is so horrific, and I don't know, I don't know completely where my feelings lie outside of being angered. So let me read this to you real quickly. It says an 8-year-old attempts suicide and the school has him to sign a contract. This was dated from March 31st of 2010. An 8-year-old boy with dyslexia goes to school day after day and gets bullied. Bullying classmates call him stupid, dumb, pick on him, and you know the drill. One day they pull down his pants in public. 8-year-old has said enough and jumps out of the window of the second floor. 8-year-old. And he's bullied to the point of jumping out of a window. Take a second to let that soak in. That there is not unique. Kids get bullied and commit suicide. But this 8-year-old jumps out of the window at school. What do you do? What should have the school done? Fortunately for everyone, the kid survived with some bumps, bruises, and some minor cuts. He's a tough kid. School doesn't call an ambulance. You'd think they would, but they take him to the school nurse where they have him sign a no-suicide contract. He's 8 years old. He's dyslexic. He's getting brutally bullied. He's emotional. He's vulnerable. He's unstable. He jumps out of a window, and the school immediately responds by having him sign a contract? The Houston Independent School District said giving the 8-year-old a no-suicide contract was, quote, appropriate. If you're dealing with a child that's dyslexic, you're dealing with a child who perhaps or needs, as I say, special attention, learning disability, whatever, that's where it is important to explain to him what's going on and what's in this agreement, says Norm Ull, a spokesperson for the HISD, Houston Independent School District. And that's all for that story there. What do you think? Okay, what are your thoughts on that? Because, wow. Okay, wow. I don't know what to say without becoming ferociously angry. Okay. Ferociously angry. Over here in the tea room, I see, okay, light-skinned bear said, I get heated over educators and their neglect. Yes, I do too. Okay. Okay, you said you just can't do this topic. I know, honey, because it's very, 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 I just don't know. What I guess the biggest thing is about the educational system, because see, now here's one. Check this, because this just happened. This is yesterday in Los Angeles. Two students were shot with one bullet at a Los Angeles high school Tuesday when a student dropped a backpack containing a gun and it went off, officials says. Neurosurgeon Dr. James Osterman says the 15-year-old girl was unconscious when she arrived at Los Angeles County Harbor, UCLA Medical Center Tuesday with a skull fracture, bruising to the brain, and a significant blood clot. She went into surgery within 30 minutes to remove the clot. She's in critical condition and remains sedated. Her family is by her side. A 15-year-old boy was in serious condition with neck and shoulder wounds. Both teens were hit with the same bullet, Los Angeles Deputy Police Chief Patrick Gannon says. John Deasy, Deputy Superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, said there was no indication the student had touched the gun before it discharged. He literally dropped his knapsack on the desk and it went off, Deasy said. Gannon said the student apologized before running to another classroom. He said, "I'm sorry," when the gun went off. "It made it appear to the teacher that it was an accident," Gannon said. Still, the Los Angeles Police Lieutenant John Pasquarello, I botched that up, said it was a true crime to bring the gun to the campus. The unidentified student was arrested and charges are pending, he said. "We don't know exactly what happened," Pasquarello said. "Traditionally, guns don't go off without someone's finger on the trigger." The shooting occurred in the classroom at Gardenia High School, where Principal Rudy Mendoza says students were on a break at the time. The campus was locked down after the incident. Police initially reported a shooter was at large. Officers transported the students to the police station while the school 15 miles south of the downtown remained locked down. If the student is released on bail, the school will recommend to the district disciplinary office that he be suspended, district spokeswoman Gail Politeri said. The office also could recommend expulsion, which would have to be approved by the school board. Expelled students are referred to the Los Angeles County Office of Education to complete their education. Okay, then it goes on. I don't feel like reading the rest of that because then they're hypothesizing and this, that, and the third. So now here we go. What happened? Okay, what is going on with our youth today? Or people, period, because, you know, we're in a gun-packing society now. Everybody want to get a gun permit or not. You know, and feel as though they must protect themselves. They must be ready at all times. You know, we flippantly use the expression, "Oh, you should be shot." Child, what is it? You said that's so stupid. Child, you need to be shot, saying some shit like that. Well, you know, we say that so flippantly, you know, to where now we have become desensitized to a lot of this stuff, and it's become a part of natural everyday culture. So what's your take? You know, what do you think about all of that? Because for me, my thing is, if you really want to know the truth of the matter, this is my generation, and these are our babies that done ran amok, and some of this is our grandchildren. Because we're at the point now to where we're old enough to have grandchildren that's in the school system, you know. But what do we do, you know, to reclaim it? Because we have allowed society to go into such a disarray to where it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And all of us can bitch, moan, and complain about it, and we all do. The question becomes, what are we doing to make changes? What are we doing to say... to say anything, you know, I don't understand, you know, and there's few of us who make noise, but of course, because we're not in numbers, we don't make a lot of noise, you know, we don't make, or maybe we're not making the right kind of noise, you know, just like I was trying to explain with Brother Umar last week, you know, how you gonna tell me about being a man, and yet we got all of these boys sitting up here thinking that the idea of being a man means going around putting your dick in everything that moves and having 1,500,000 kids, you know, to say that, yes, it works, and then you got 1,500,000 baby mamas with all this drama going on. How do we do that and yet not educate the kids the right way to say, okay, this, and connect the dots so that we understand what all of this means? You know, back in my day, even though I still come from a single-parent household, there were still dots that had to be connected. My mother made sure that because my father was not available, that there was a man somewhere in the vicinity that, you know, could be there for instruction and for guidance and caring. Now, she had two boys. There's me and my brother. Now, my brother's, you know, one of the most heterosexual men on the planet, you know. And she made sure that there was a man around that was able to give guidance and instruction where she couldn't. You know what I mean? Because my father wasn't there. There was always people there, their mentors and stuff that showed us, you know, the rights and the wrongs of this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? So that there was part of their education. You know, how many of y'all remember sitting over at grandma's house and you got great Uncle Johnny or Uncle so-and-so and they were sitting down explaining to you stories and you shouldn't go this route and, well, you know, that there's not a good route and this, that, and the third. I remember back in the day, when I was traveling over to Canada a lot, because the legal drinking age in Canada is 19. And we were going bumping over there to the Happy Tap. It was a all-nude dance hall over there. You know, they had the male dancers and carrying on. And over in Canada, they could dance in front of your butt bar naked. You just can't touch them, which was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But I'll get on that later. But anyway, oh, yes, Lord. Anywho, I was, you know, bragging because we were at a family function and my parents and my mother's older sisters and, you know, all the older elders of the family, they made sure, honey, if the drinking age was 21, baby, I don't care what we celebrate, you ain't old enough to drink and you better not put no liquor to your damn mouth. Okay? Well, me, oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. I'm going to go one up, right? I'm like, well, you know what? That's all right. I could drink Kool-Aid here because I'm on my way to Canada and the legal drinking age over there is 19. She said, and if you get over there, I don't care how legally it is, you better be drinking singly. And I said, what? This is my mother's one of, she's not the eldest, she's the second. I ain't cat. She said, you better be drinking singly. As if to say, if you drink, you better have one drink, and I bet not hear that you had more than one. And, you know, of course, everything in me, my hair stood up and things, and, you know, I'm already to let her have it. But, bitch, okay, wait a minute, hold on. You sit up here getting your life in this bottle. And you're going to tell me how I need to drink singly and things. But you know what? I'm glad she said that night, because that particular night when we went over there, I didn't have my driver's license at the time, but it was almost to the point where I may have had to driven back home because the kids that I was with, they could, you know, we couldn't function at the time. You know, so we had to sit up there and wait and go eat and soak up the alcohol and shit, because now we had to cross through the damn border, okay, from country to country and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, though, you know, it's inconvenience or whatever, this was a part of growing up and this is what we did. You know, and that was part of the educational process. And yes, we don't appreciate being told this and told that and this, that, and the third. However, that information has to be there. And I'm 40 now, so you heard what I said. That was when I was 19. I'm telling you this like it was yesterday. Okay? But it sticks with you. So all of this needs to be able, we need to make sure, honey, that we are teaching our kids, and I think that's where we've dropped the ball. Lightskin said, you know, he could heed over the educators and their neglect. But we are also the educators, as the parents, as the uncles, as the family members, as the community leaders. You know, we also have that responsibility to educate folks, and we miss the mark. We miss the mark. What the hell makes kids feel as though 15, 16 years old, that they have to go to school armed and ready for anything, as if this is the OK Corral? You know, I don't get it. What do you think? 347-205-9183. Hey, you know what? Here we go. This is perfect. Come on, Kelly.
There's a hole in my heart. My
Okay, I'm tired. Well, let me tell you one more thing that I'm tired of. And I think after I say this, I'm going to close, because I put this up in a discussion group because it came to me from someone who had attended functions and carrying on. And I want to handle this kind of delicately, but it's very explicit, and I want your thoughts on this, and I'm going out to my big boys out here. Well, before I go here, let me go here, 908. Let me let you come on up in here and let you talk before I get to hollering. 908-527. Hey, darling, you're dishing tea with Big Meech. Hey, Sugar.
Hey, what's up, big baby?
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
Everything is going in the right direction. What's up with you?
Not much. Just coming down off our great high of our Soul to Speak weekend, and in Atlanta this weekend. We had a great and wonderful time. We want to thank everybody for coming out. Well, for those of you who don't know, the Big Brothers Network really wants to thank everyone for coming out and supporting Soul to Speak this weekend.
All right. To one of my other sponsors' children. Y'all have to understand. Yeah, I get a little pissed when I hear this voice, child, because it works me. But anyway, what's going on, baby?
Not much. I just wanted to thank you for a wonderful show, you know, being inspirational. I had never heard that excerpt of Dr. King's message before, and I really found it to be, you know, very uplifting and something that we need right about now. You know, so I want to thank you and the Dish and Tea audience. I get a little something every time I listen.
Oh, well, bless you, baby. Mm. Bless you, bless you. For those of you who don't understand, honey, the BBN, the Big Brothers Network, y'all heard me say this a lot, honey, that this is our online web, the online web magazine, you know, and this here is Mr. Tony Brown, honey, this Big Daddy Tony. Mm. But listen. They have an event coming up, and y'all heard me say save the date. Tony, tell them about the event.
The event is called, it's our spring fling. It's called In the Thick of the Night. It's down in Orlando at the Parliament House. It's just a weekend of just hanging out, having a good time, fellowship. We got events planned, you know, going out to the club, going out to dinner, poolside events, beachside events. But the whole weekend is just about being free, enjoying your thickness, and being yourself.
All right, enjoying your thickness. Okay, now wait a minute. Ooh. Okay, I'm going to be cool. That was too easy. That was too easy, throwing a little thing up. That was too easy. But for more information, you guys have to go register. Now, see, this is... Remember, I told y'all about my surgery and stuff, and you see, I had already planned to be there with, you know, with bells on and et cetera, but because I got to take this surgery, I'm going to be down for, they told me, between 6 to 8 weeks, and I will probably be up and functioning before then, but I won't be at 100% because I'll still have staples and stuff in me, so I won't be able to attend like I thought I was, because that's divine intervention, because God knows I was coming down there to run amok like I did last year. Okay. However, for more information, you have to go register because the rooms are leaving fast. Tony, tell them where to go register and all of that information.
You just come on over to our website, Big Brothers Network. That's BIGBROTHAS. Network.com. And just look for there's all kind of banners up saying Spring Fling in the Thick of the Night. Just come on over, you know, read all about us, see what we're about, and I'm sure you'll like us. Just very quickly, last year was my first time being comfortable enough in my size that I actually took off my T-shirt and walked around the pool with no shirt on, because you know what? There were five or six other big boys with no shirts on, and we were all enjoying the sun. So it is really liberating to be able to do something like that and to be able to take that feeling back home with you. So that's what Big Brothers is all about, giving you a feeling and letting you just ride that feeling for as long as you can.
Oh, now that's news. So you, last year, was you coming into you?
Exactly.
Really?
Hey, you remember when I first came to the pool, I had my T-shirt on, and I was just sitting
around.
I know
you did.
After a while, I took it off.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, come on out.
Wow. But, you know, in all seriousness, see, that there is very profound here. Because what this is showing is that learning how to love oneself and to come and to break those shackles, to break those illusions of what it means for or that imprisonment, you know, and able to walk into your freedom. That's a real big thing. I didn't know that was so significant for you back then. If I had known that, darling, that's probably why I got to dancing around the pool, because, you know, I can't explain it otherwise. It was just a feeling that came over me that was just, you know, what made me leave and run around the way that I did, because I just felt like we were just there, and it was just an exuberating time and to be jubilant and all of that. So, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That there is hot. That there is hot.
If you're a big boy and you go to other events not catering to big boys, sometimes you feel that people are staring at you, or you people are condescending or looking at you like you don't belong. But when you're at a big boy event, you feel so much love, and, you know, you just got to come experience it.
Okay, well, enough said on that. He said you just have to come and experience that, and that there, that's the ultimate goal of the weekend. Now, we all know adults are going to be adults, and I'm saying it like that because adults are going to be adults, and just like I'm flirting and carrying on, honey, and I'm on the phone, imagine what I did when I was in person. So knowing all of that and just keeping it 100,
uh-huh.
You know, this here is what the empowerment of it is, and this here is where we learn how to empower ourselves again. But also, see, this goes into the point I was going to make, and I don't think I'm going to have enough time to make it, so I'm going to table it. But I'm going to give y'all some food for thought, and then if you want to follow up, go to the Big Boys Network page on Facebook, because I put the same question up in the discussion category over there. As a big boy community, a lot of times because we get so comfortable and because we find our empowerment, do we sometimes forsake our empowerment and do get into ourselves or go into unhealthy behaviors because of it? And that there, when we were down there in Florida, that there was part of our platform was to make sure that we kept those things on the forefront. And though we're here to be ourselves, we also want to be responsible. We also want to be adults and don't act all childish and shit. So that it went smoothly. We had a fabulous time, and the weather didn't hold up right for Florida, but we had a fantastic time, and that was very empowering for all of us. And for you to branch out for the BBN, coming off of that empowering feeling, baby, kudos. Kudos.
Thank you.
So, yes. So, all right then, baby. So, once again, BigBrothersNetwork.com. For all your information in the thick of the night, going down March 25th through the 28th in Orlando, Florida. Go to bigbrothers.com for more information and for registration information, and also for the itinerary. And also catch the new edition of the magazine is up. Yours truly has a column in there. So go check out the latest dish. As well as my writing colleagues on traveling, on dieting and exercise, on entertainment. We have an array of stuff for you there in the magazine, so I hope you find out. Plus, we got our Big Boys of the Month, honey. Go see who's made that cut. So, Tony, baby, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. And thank you. And thank the Dishing Tea fam for, you know, just being there. Really appreciate it.
All right. Well, cool beans, baby.
I will
see you in next weekend as you're coming down to celebrate your 40th. So, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I'll see you soon, baby.
See you then.
All right, baby.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Lord have mercy, honey. Y'all, for those of you who keep asking me, is he my husband? Who is he? Because my current Facebook page is me and this guy. That's the guy that's in the Facebook page. Okay? I'm going to change it, though, because it's been, you know, I'm trying to be cute with my pictures, and I'm going to change it so that, you know, I can showcase someone else. But the guy who is in the picture with me on my Facebook page, that's him that just spoke. Okay? So we can clear all that up. And, yeah, we can clear all that up. So with that, again, I'm going to hold that question, and ask all of my big boys, and I want you to go over there and find, discuss that on the Big Brothers Network site in the discussion category on Facebook. And also, I'm going to put it up in the Dish and Tea Facebook page as well. So those of you who are on Facebook and haven't befriended the page yet, please don't like it. And you can post up over there as well. I have a number of discussion questions over there that are going to become questions here on the show or topics on the show, and this, that, and the third. So that's where we are with all of this, okay? But with that, yeah, I had a good time. This is a very inspirational moment, honey. And I thank you all. I'm going to let that ride the way it is, because if I keep on talking, I'm going to end up going into something. And see, God let that happen for a reason. I wasn't supposed to go there just yet. So with that, keep in mind, I will be back next week with a brand new show. And then after next week, I will be down for about 2 to 3 weeks. So there won't be a show live. You can catch everything in the archives. I'll remind you of that next week because I have to have this surgery. So, we'll go from there. So without any further ado, people, I thank you. I love you for your support. I love you for being you. I just love you, okay? Huh, how about that? If you love me, honey, tell a friend. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know this, one way or the other, this here will go forth because it's already been ordained to do so. So with that, my darlings, the crumpets have been eating because the tea has been dished. And you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meech. I'll talk with you again soon. Ciao.